Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. The Kings and Queen are Dr. Scott O'Neill, myself Dave Smith, and the infamous Seabird. Please also check out our YouTube channel, The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. Like, subscribe, and share. See you there.
Oh, my boob, my breast did it again. Oh,
we
shit.
We never talk, we just keep fucking. Donkey punch the night.
Oh.
Thanks, Deluxe.
You know what?
I know who your alter personality is now. Because only Scott one Rubin. Person's made that voice other than you. And I think you got the wrong icon.
Oh,
I won't
shit.
Say a word. I promise.
Don't say a word. Don't.
Hey, truth hurts. Out. Thanks for helping us spread that. Go fuck, go shit yourself. I fuck you not. Yeah, we're
you
making
guys,
it a thing.
You guys, so like my breasts have become more pendulous as I've gotten older, and they're able to change songs and activate my and you know like my touch screen. Like I gotta
and
be
give
careful.
Give your bruises on your knees.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she gets so old and she's like, I have bad knees. Can't get down
there.
You're just
oh,
like,
no. Oh, no. They're just doing shit against
knee.
My
oh,
will.
Whoops, that's my nipple.
I yeah. did not tell my breast to fucking change the song, but it did. Whatever.
Satanic yeah. breast with a mind of their own. It's Easter. Going awry.
Open the South Park. Yeah,
I just opened it up. Opened up to the shit show. Do you want a piece of this? I just opened the fucking floodgates, guys. I made it fucking where you can open up.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Disgusting and Infantile.
We're going to take of your belt
of queers. Oh, sorry. I'm typing somebody else. I'm texting somebody out loud.
And here yeah, we nice, are. Nice. Witnessing the most inserted into a vaginal cavity.
You have
oh, he showed up and he's wearing a crown. See, you guys, he means business. Okay?
I mean,
he showed up and he's wearing a crown. Wow, you sure do.
It's about time.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. Hi.
It's a butt fucking time? It's a butt-fucking good time. Come on down to Bobby's Big Boy and Lou.
Oh, yeah. And the price is wrong, bitch.
Okay, so. Oh, gee.
It's okay, a priceless schlong.
So, tonight, you're the unwilling. So, tonight we're having a contest. Well, listen, we're having this contest. If you can tell us where the rabbit from Easter comes, you're going to win our limited edition Easter fleshlight. Now, what it is it's a tube sock with about 7 peeps stuck in it. So, if you can tell us where the rabbit came from, you get the official fleshlight.
Alice in Wonderland, that rabbit.
The white rabbit?
Yeah.
Go ask Alice. I think she'll know.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, the first day part of the night. There we go. It happened.
Oh!
Because
so.
It must have been a nose hair ginger. You're like, whoo! Oh, jeez.
I hate when like I get a little tiny fart. I like the ones that really blow out my asshole. Like.
Obviously,
like,
you. Right.
I like the ones that really fucking vibrate my asshole, and I'm just like, yes.
Yeah,
I hate the ones that make you nervous. Like, oh, is that bear? Is that a bear poking its head out the cave door?
I just farted just now. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Pretty good one.
I got a fist in my butt.
But I'm a lady, and no one heard it. It's just, you know, my own thing. I enjoyed it on
it's
my
a
own.
Lady it was medium hot.
It was medium hot. Central hot.
Get on them Cheetos. Get on them Cheetos, son.
It's more dangerous for Dave because where he lives, if he farts, someone goes, "I smell sex."
Yeah. Oh my God! You're gonna be.
What's that cologne you're wearing?
What's that cologne you're wearing?
Oh my God! I really love that.
I want your sex, baby. What is that song? I want your sex. I want your sex.
Oh no. Look, four of our listeners have already jumped off the bridge. Please don't drive the rest of them to Cincinnati. Please don't.
Oh my God. My fucking cat just stood up on its back legs and went, "Can you tell them to shut the fuck up?"
No, I absolutely did not.
English, the cat said that.
Stop it.
Oh, this wow. You got like the biggest gigantic fart. That would feel so good on my butthole if I could fart for that long.
Wow. It is right up to speed. I'm clipping this one. I'm calling it
sex. I mean, Jesus Christ, I wish I could fart for that long. It would feel so good on my butthole. Like, for real.
Would it? You like that?
Yes.
You like that, baby?
Yes. I like the vibration when I fart really good.
Obviously.
It feels really good. I like it. Date
one time in San Francisco, I farted so long. Yeah. Wait. Just let him tell it himself. I know he's smiling. He's got a story
one
about
time
it.
In San Francisco. He
there
found
we go.
One time in San Francisco, I thought it so long. When that fart stopped, my goatee was 6 inches long. I shit you not. Oh, I fuck you not. Go shit yourself.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, baby Jesus.
You don't even have a goatee.
I'm so sorry.
You got a soul pack. You got a flavor saver.
I would apologize to the audience, but I feel like if we were listening to like a German Scheiser conversation, we're just translating right now. It would sound exactly like this.
Oh, we're just a bunch of idiots having a good time. We're drunk. And
What are you going to do, Dave?
I just had a great idea. You know what I'm going to do on Christmas? I'm going to barbecue a whole turkey and I'm going to call it Baby Christmas. Jesus.
Oh, wow. We're skipped ahead. We're skipped ahead.
Lady Jesus.
Flaming Jesus.
Yeah.
That would be a new Cheetos, right? Flaming Jesus. Holy fuck, they're hot as hell.
What are you going to do with the giblets in the neck?
Angela knows. Angela, what am I going to do with the neck? I'm going to send you a picture on your fucking Facebook that your grandma will die to. Oh, I took a picture of me. Oh, no. You know what? Angela should explain
it. Where's the other half, Mommy? Where's the other half?
Angela up here to explain
Mommy.
It.
Mommy.
Mommy.
I don't want to eat a kitty cat. Not today.
Come in laughing. Angela, tell everybody what I did to kill your grandma on Thanksgiving.
Okay, listen. It was so annoying. She was supposed to come visit me for Thanksgiving and all the shit unwound and it didn't happen. So she was cooking a dinner she didn't want to, Thanksgiving dinner, and I was annoying the shit out of her all over social media. And so she ripped the, you know when you get a turkey, and it has all that fucking shit inside of it? I mean, it's not shit, but it's like the necks and the, she ripped the neck out of the turkey and took this real cute picture of herself deep throating a turkey neck.
No, that's hot. It's
good. And posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And tagged me in it.
That's fucking hot.
And then pulled up my friends list and circled my grandmother and my mother and my sister and screenshot that to me.
Yeah, I did.
she sure did.
She said she was deep-throating it. She was eating it raw. Like,
and do you know what I said to her? I was like, I hope you die from salmonella.
Does that make me weird? Bitch. Does it make me weird that
After I blocked her.
No. Weirder than that, Dave.
That's how the story went down.
Showed up like Obi-Wan Kenobi's ghost and was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got a story about Thanksgiving.
I bet you.
Why are we talking about Thanksgiving on Easter?
When I was like 17 years old, I found out on the internet you can get high off of nutmeg, and I mixed it with applesauce.
Jesus Christ!
A whole lot of fucking nutmeg, and so I was high off of fucking nutmeg, and my grandma and my mom passed out all these fucking like side salads that she made.
I feel like not.
With plastic wrap on it. And my grandma started putting ranch dressing on top of the plastic wrap. And I could not stop laughing. I could not stop fucking laughing. I'm like, bro, how do you not see there's fucking plastic wrap on top of there? And everybody, like my mom and dad and my grandma were like, it's not that funny. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's funny. You don't even know. I was high off of nutmeg.
It's hilarious.
And I was high off of nutmeg for fucking 2 days.
Nice.
Funny to your parents because they're going to then assume.
I'm going to my pantry.
Directly.
I just farted and it smelled like turkey sandwich with mustard.
Did it? It is Easter. What? Where are you? Is that the turkeys of Jesus past? What is happening?
I just left because you said you're going to your pantry.
Apparently, we're talking about Thanksgiving.
I am going to my pantry. Fuck you guys. Y'all think I'm full of shit? You know I'm not full of shit.
Let's see.
Okay, let's just do this.
And the Lord said on Thanksgiving.
How many fucking hard-boiled eggs are you gonna feed your kid that eats magnets?
If he doesn't, he's obviously not coming home tonight. And you saw that last picture. I'm 12 eggs in. I got 54 eggs.
You know what's really funny? I scream while I listen to you guys on Saturday nights. I scream at my phone.
I just scream at the phone.
Shut up, you! You're interrupting.
You scream at the phone.
My daughter, once ate so many deviled eggs on Easter that she was sick and dying, and everybody called it like the egg over, like a hangover.
Lego my ego.
Oh my god. Oh god.
She can't even be around him anymore. She can't even be. She's so upset.
We got an urgent message.
She's so upset
that I
cooked them today. She's so upset.
I want to hear this message from Deluxe. I wonder how his champagne enema is coming.
Oh, fire.
Oh, yeah.
Story.
Enema?
About Thanksgiving.
I missed that.
OG was there. He deep throated a turkey. And my dead grandmother started crying.
Your dead grandmother.
Oh, and after OG deep throated a turkey.
Yeah.
There were multiple side salads that were passed around.
Oh my god.
Somebody DoorDash him some fucking Coke.
They were tossing.
Oh my god. I'm upset.
I need therapy.
Deluxe, like tomorrow it. Only take eat. One Valium.
Yeah. Only
so
one Valium.
You can't even fucking hear him. Because you know there's people in his fucking house and he's trying to be quiet.
Yeah, that happens.
He's trying,
to not sound like a creeper.
But he is a creeper. Oh, he wants up. Here we go. Welcome to the shit show, babe.
No.
That's a full
line. OG's like, did nobody else eat the applesauce? It was only me. So how many babies did you sacrifice this Easter? I mean, eggs did you boil? That's what they represent.
54, babe. 54. 54 baby Jesuses in the hole.
That reminds me of the Monty Python.
Every sperm. My dad hates that. I play that every year for him, and he doesn't think it's funny. And I'm like, why is it not funny? Like, it's absolutely funny.
Absolutely. It's absolutely
every sperm is, that's a Catholic song. Like, it's fucking the quintessential Catholic song. Like, get with it or get out.
And it should be the Right to Lifers theme song, because right, like if you're talking about the moment of conception, it's the moment my skeet hits the bedroom floor. I just killed 5 billion potential life forms.
Yeah, we don't do that. Let's see. Oh my, it's my speaking YouTube knows skeet, exactly what I want. The floor.
One time in San Francisco.
Ba-ding.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I swear. Yeah. I just want to scream at your show.
Why do you have to mute? Scream at our show. This will play after these messages.
Hey, Deluxe. She's a screamer.
Hey, who's going to win our Easter fleshlight? That's what I'm curious about.
Me.
My name is fucking Melty.
You don't have to be a 6 foot. You don't have to be a 6 foot. You don't have to have a great brain. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. God gets quite irate. I didn't waste my sperm. God, I had a baby out of wedlock for you. I didn't waste it. Just remember me. Remember me.
Okay, remember we get it. Put another egg in your mouth.
Okay. I will. I'm doing it right now. You want me to?
What were you saying, Deluxe, before you were so rudely interrupted?
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, well, I was saying, keep your name out of my mouth.
Yeah. That's another egg
keep
in the fucking bowl.
Here
we go.
Keep your fucking dick out of my mouth.
How you get another egg in your fucking mouth. Here we go.
Well, I was champagne out of my stuff.
Hey, look, Angela, Bobby can't haircut as you anymore.
I mean, that's a highfalutin.
Seabird has fucking
13th egg.
This
is the 13th egg. If I die, this is the 13th egg.
You know, if you do an enema with Goldschlager, you can fart glitter.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have Goldschlager money.
To make diamonds.
Okay.
To make diamonds.
Diamonds, baby. Oh, sorry. It's like diamonds, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. It's like diamonds. Yeah.
Here we go.
You ever think about
video myself?
Champagne enema to make you do? Makes you do lots of things.
Oh, tell us about it. Tell me more. Tell me more. No, please tell me more.
Dave started it. I don't know. Dave, you tell me.
So well, more.
One time in San Francisco.
Mine.
Sorry. Oh, it's still playing.
One time when I was living in San Francisco, I ejaculated into a mold and I tried to make a goo baby.
Hold on the show. I'm gonna take a Snapchat video of this 13th egg. Whoa! Oh, it tried to get away from me. A slippery little thing. Okay. But not contact. It's Snapchat.
Scrambled to fry, baby. Yeah, baby. Scrambled to fry, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Lesson number one. Don't eat eggs at Seabird's house. Lesson two.
No.
Don't come over to the house within the next 24 hours.
Do not.
Lesson three.
I'm going to be triggered the next time I look at an egg.
Lesson three is to go to her father's her mother's Facebook page after tomorrow night to find out what Siebert did tomorrow.
This is egg number 13.
Lucky 13, baby.
Oh, God.
The holy number.
Oh, God.
You guys didn't do this. Jesus fucking Christ. What?
Wait, you sound so much better with three eggs in your mouth.
I'd make you do a lot of better things. I'd make you do a lot of better things. First of all,
I've never tried to put an egg in a chick's butt.
Your deviled egg better be fucking amazing. Is your deviled egg fucking amazing or what?
I can't believe I've never tried to put an egg in a chick's butt before. I can't believe I've never tried.
Are you going to try it tonight?
Well.
Do it in the butt. Oh, eggy.
Well, if you're on the streets of San Francisco, maybe $20.
So you just say, like, hey, babe. Hey, babe, hear me out.
One egg. Just one egg. $20.
Angela, you can fart.
$25.
Hey, babe.
Have you guys ever tried an egg teeny?
You've explained it. I'm going to throw up, but go ahead.
Yeah, just a little bit of egg yolk in a martini.
Oh, it needed me because it's so disgusting. I'm uploading this video right now. You know, keep carrying the show. This is going on the gram.
That must be you.
For women that don't like to swallow semen, I suggest you start with two out of
6 people on this panel want salmonella.
Do they?
Of six. Yes,
I
do.
I know all about
you got it, baby.
So it's not me.
Only in my butthole.
I give it right to you. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Scroll down to Snapchat.
I got salmonella on my lima bean.
Okay.
Wow. A turkey, a fucking raw turkey neck, and a fucking egg yolk martini?
How about
do you think it'd be, people? Do you think it'd be gross to use a raw hot dog for a dildo?
No.
Okay. No.
No, because they're actually usually cooked.
Oh. What about a pullet? Or a pull off.
There we go.
We gotta play Bobby Digital's message, man.
Play his message.
Oh, here you go.
Seabird, running your whole kingdom into the ground as I heard of this kid Bobby's murder, my murderer. I'm out here, yo, I changed my hair. Why? Angela cares. Yo, I'm out here and I'm slimmer than OG. I come and I swim and remember I keep it deluxe. And another thing, bitch, they start wondering why is the doctor O'Neal? I come and sealing the deal when I come through, bitch, you know I cop it, I will. Hey. Helicopters in the beam just like a chopper. I come through, you know I got the name down my way. So I come through, you know I'm a stopper. I come through, you know I do it proper. I'm a hella proper size, a proper size, something that's proper. I keep on toppling and building like Monopoly. Hotel bitch, no one stopping me. I'm out here, no, I'm copping it. I'm doing this shit, yo, it's fucking Bobby D. Peace and love, love y'all.
Lady Bobby Lee! Oh my God!
That was pretty good.
God damn it, Dad.
Super
God dope. Damn it, Dad.
Get out of here.
That was amazing. I'm clipping that.
Oh,
Let me live my own life. No, it was great. It was great.
Except Super right now picking songs like at her sister's wedding. Honk, honk, bonk, 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 bonk. The booty.
Oh, I got it! Bobby D. Easter. That's right, bitches.
We got another message.
Hit it.
Yo, Bobby D. Hitting that shit. That shit was tight, bro.
What's up? Shit.
Shout out to Bobby D. Digital.
Bobby's got some smashing ass shit, dude. He's good. He's so good. Good.
Oh. I just posted my 13th egg on Instagram. I look like a fucking, oh my God.
See, honey, the stop. The cholesterol.
Yeah, I cross-posted it to Facebook so you can see it too, Angela. And don't worry. It happened.
Okay. I'm witnessing.
Hey, let me find you. I'll tag you in it because you're so dumb you can't find it.
I'm witnessing a whole scene. You guys wouldn't believe this. I'm witnessing a whole scene, right? So I pulled around to the back of Lenny's because I had to take a piss in a cup. So I did that and poured out my orange urine because I haven't drank enough water today, apparently. But there's a drug dealer posted up in his car, and all the employees keep coming out to that car. Huh. Funny thing. Late night at Lenny's.
Funny.
Are you talking about that closed down Denny's that you posted on Instagram?
No, this is a different one. Isn't that fucked up? That's like a sign of the decline of America, right? That fucking Lenny's is falling apart. The sign's broken. The fucking shingles are all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
There's a Denny's over here that went out of business, too.
America, a third world country coming to a city near you.
It's getting bad, babe. It's getting uglier. That's for sure.
But you can eat some cocaine in the bathroom and nobody says anything. You know what I mean? It's a safe haven.
I know,
safe,
right?
What happened
to these youngsters, Scott? It used to be a respectable thing. You would go into the bathroom with another grown-ass man, snort a substance off of some random bathroom, you know, surface, and then call it good, but nobody would ever see you doing your business. Now they're just all out in the parking lot like, woo-hoo!
Forgot about the hour-long conversation about giving Hitler the benefit of the doubt, you know, because you're fucking high on coke. You're like, that's what people
do. Angela, I just shared some shit to Facebook. Apparently, it was a memory from a year ago where remember Mike Hansen, that guy in the group that tried to, yeah, you remember him. It garnered 47 comments. I just reshared it. I don't know what it is.
What did you do?
Did somebody put their fingers in the
water? It was me taking a pickle shot. Hold on.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I think we should incorporate Thanksgiving with a commemoration of the Holocaust, you know? Because it's both of them celebrate ovens.
Facebook
gave us a memory. It was when I took a tropical and I was like, Angela, I think it's just your fear of pickles and I think you need to fucking, you know, like get over it.
I
want to meet a woman that'll shove a pickle up her
swamp. Did you see my birthday one? What?
I got a rap for you. My name ain't Michael. I got a pickle that you can suck on for about a nickel.
I'm setting the bar higher these days, Deluxe. I care. You know, I have self-respect. I want to meet a woman that'll shove food up her swamp and feed it to me.
Wow. Facebook memories is full of bullshit tonight. It says 10 years ago, apparently, I said, so Dodd just informed me 63 years later. So that was 10 years ago when I first got here to North Carolina. He still hates McDonald's because when I was little, I would say daddy, but I could say daddy, but I couldn't say, I couldn't say daddy. But I could say Ronald. He was dead serious. What am I on about?
Ronald?
Apparently. You know what? Never mind. Let me just live inside my own shit for a second. Nobody.
Nobody.
Fucking losers.
Oh, you guys. 11 years ago, I posted on Facebook. Thinking about what my life could have been if everything had been different. Aww. Wow, that's deep. That's deep, Seabird.
Yeah, imagine if your dad would have just masturbated.
Right?
Happy holidays. A hand job would have been better. Here's your gift.
That was 11 years ago, though. That was before my kid. Oh, that was me thinking like, thank God
that
didn't happen.
Happy fucking birthday, kid. You're a reminder for everybody to never miss a day with the pill.
Yeah.
They're going to close those. Close that fucking right up.
Better luck next time. Your mom.
better luck next time. Fucking sorry. Fucking
here, happy birthday, kid. Here's a turtleneck because that's the closest I can come to fucking strangling you.
Yeah, I think the Holocaust was a false flag operation. That shit never happened. Well, it might have happened, but not like you said it happened.
Whoa. Here we go. Here we go.
I actually saw an article that was by a photographer from that era, and they went to Auschwitz, and they said that people had a cyclone fence around them and took a picture.
You want... I can't prove that.
I want to be banned, and I can have it.
No, you're talking about.
I want to be bad. Make me feel so good. I'm losing out my mind. Never thought I could. I want to be bad.
Oh, heaven.
Do you?
We got a hot one from Two Fates.
Well, doesn't the vagina already taste like a pickle?
Tastes like chicken.
Yo, the conversation I had with my father about, safe sex or, you know, like getting a girl pregnant was the child support letter he got, you know, from owed my mother for me.
Right?
Yeah. Yo, the conversation I had with my father about, safe sex or, you know, like getting a girl pregnant was the child support letter he got, you know, from owed my mother for me.
It's like another chicken I'm gonna pay.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
That fucking $400
Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things that made me.
Let's talk about sex. Sorry about that. Sorry you had to learn.
I can't wait to get my hands on this goddamn recorder.
I will hide the recorder. Do you think the recorder's going to be where you can find it when you come? Bitch, you're fucking smoking crack. No. Hey, I'm hiding it. Nope.
Angela, speak of that moment no more.
Oh my gosh, she can't.
That wasn't even me. I'm sorry. Radio G. And
recorders
up,
dude.
And go.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Help.
Strike two.
Yeah, somebody said yesterday in a show that you can't have ideas or opinions on here. You have to only speak about what the narrative tells us. Anything else is... you know,
what is the narrative?
Your own thought.
What is a stereo narrative?
Straight up.
You want to know what the narrative is? This is the fucking black people are mad at white people.
Straight up, now tell me. Do you really want to love me forever?
Oh. You just cut it and run.
Put your dick in your hand. Dun, 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 dun. I gotta go. I've done my big stretch in the show.
Beds are beeping.
I'm gonna go learn how to teach a dolphin how to read.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go teach a soldier how to march around the old prison camp, if you know what I mean. I'm gonna go teach a small. I'm gonna read a book.
You weren't ready for this crowd.
How many metaphors do you have in your pocket?
What crowd?
This group. You weren't ready for this.
Oh, you thought you were. I get to a certain point where I gotta get off just because. I don't mean get off. I gotta get off.
You gotta go jack off so you can.
Lesson to an underprivileged.
I gotta go too. But before I go, I want to share something with you, folks.
Don't say children.
The definition of gender from the Webster Dictionary: a subclass within a grammatical class, such as noun, pronoun, adjective, or verb. Of a language that is partially arbitrary, but also partially based on distinguishable characteristics such as shape, social rank, manner of existence, or sex,
and that determines agreement with and selection of other words or grammatical forms. Wow. So even the dictionary can't even fucking give a definition of gender now because we're fucking butthurt.
Hey, was that online?
Play his message. Play this message. Hold on.
Okay, my eardrums are fucked now. I'm leaving.
Okay, good. Bye.
Okay, bye, Felicia.
Stop leaving messages.
I have to go. There's another talk about flat Earth. So, see you guys.
Okay, go.
Hit that.
You know we do. Yeah, this is what we do here.
Seabird and OG, I don't think you understand how truly fucking heinous, and I'm not even joking, that fucking recorder comes across. It literally blows your fucking ears out. And one time I had my earbuds in and you did it, and I was like, fuck,
baby,
you. I was so
baby, I'm gonna crush it to goddamn bits and pieces.
Fine,
one more time,
and
I'm going.
Right. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Real Kings and Queen of Comedy. You can also check out our YouTube channel. Please do like, subscribe, and share. We'll see you there. Okay, until next time, folks. Peace out. Keep smiling.